The present study aimed to investigate the effect of a six-week telerehabilitation-based dynamic neuromuscular stabilization, DNS, exercise program on cardiorespiratory fitness and upper and lower extremity strength in overweight and obese older women. This research was a quasi-experimental study with a protest postis design, including a control group. The statistical population consisted of overweight and obese older women living in Mashhad, Iran. The research sample included 30 participants aged 60 to 75 years with a body mass index above 25 kg/m², who were selected using convenience sampling and randomly assigned to two groups, experimental N equals 15 and control N equals 15. The experimental group received a six-week DNS exercise protocol, 6 sessions per week, including 3 supervised remote sessions and 3 home sessions via telerehabilitation. Cardiorespiratory fitness was assessed using the 2-minute step test. Upper extremity strength was measured separately for the left and right arms using the 30-second arm curl test. Lower extremity strength was assessed using the 30-second chair stand test. All measurements were conducted at pretest and postest stages. Analysis of covariance was used for data analysis at a significance level of p0.05. The results showed a significant difference between the experimental and control groups for cardiorespiratory fitness, f equals 586.88, p equals 0.001, eta squared equals 0.95. A significant difference was also observed for lower extremity strength, f equals 267, p equals 0.001, eta squared equals 0.9. However, no significant differences were found between the two groups for left upper extremity strength, f equals 0.35, p equals 0.55, eta squared equals 0.002, or right upper extremity strength, f equals 0.12, p equals 0.77, eta squared equals 0.005. A 6-week telerehabilitation-based dynamic neuromuscular stabilization exercise program may be an effective and practical intervention for improving cardiorespiratory fitness and lower extremity strength in overweight and obese older women. However, this protocol did not significantly improve upper extremity strength, highlighting the principle of training specificity. Telerehabilitation-based DNS may provide an accessible home-based exercise option for enhancing selected physical fitness outcomes in this population.